From Greenville, South Carolina, we present... Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. This week, Dr. Alan Cairns is preaching a message entitled Resisting the Holy Spirit, part of his series on the person and work of the Holy Spirit. The text is taken from Stephen's sermon in Acts chapter 7, where in verse 51 he said to the Jewish leaders, "Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost." As Dr. Cairns has stated, this is a sin which can be committed by both the unsaved as well as by Christians. The unsaved resist the Holy Ghost in a number of ways, such as by their proud religion of externals, as well as by their rejection of Christ as personal Savior. Then the lost person frequently manifests a hardness to the preaching of the gospel, a symptom of the pride that dwells in every human heart, the sin which makes a person the enemy of God. Dr. Cairns will come to the message shortly. First, he takes time to answer the question, why is Christ called the Everlasting Father? The video version of this comment may be found under Q&A with Alan Cairns on our website, ltbsradio.com.
Why is Christ, or the Son of God, referred to as the Everlasting Father in Isaiah 9, verse 6? Well, get it in context. This is a word from Jehovah, and he is saying, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Now, why is he called the Everlasting Father? Is he both the Son and the Father? Well, the answer here is really quite simple. First of all, Isaiah 9 verse 6 is not describing in any way the relation of the persons of the Trinity to each other. In the Trinity, the Son is not the Father. So why is he called the Father of Eternity or the Everlasting Father? This is what is called a Hebraism. In other words, it is Hebrew idiom. And you've got to understand, when you're talking about idiom, you take the phrase together for the meaning as if it were the meaning of a single word. And this simply means the Eternal One. It's saying, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And his name is the Eternal One. In other words, this is another emphasis upon the fact that he is truly the Eternal God. The Father of Eternity means, as a Hebraism, that he is eternal. It means no more than that. It's not a Trinitarian description of him in relation to the Father or the Spirit. It is simply saying he has the attribute of absolute eternity. And since he has that, and the New Testament tells us that God only has immortality or eternity, God only, and no one else is eternal, then this child born, this son given, is truly the Eternal God. That's what it means.
Lord Jesus, ruler of
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want to say that we are greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. We're grateful for the letters, the emails, and the phone calls we've received from many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart through His Word. Some have spoken of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the LTBS audio magazine. This is available in CD format only and is similar in content to the LTBS quarterly magazine, containing articles of great spiritual interest as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a free copy of LTBS audio magazine simply by writing to LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be baptized? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? And is the emerging church dangerous? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Sinners resist the Holy Ghost by their rejection of Christ as personal Savior. That again is seen in the uncircumcised heart. This is what Stephen has been hammering home to these Jewish leaders. They rejected the Just One. He had come to them in person. They rejected Christ. Paul could tell the Galatians that through the preaching of the gospel, Jesus Christ had been evidently set forth among them, crucified. That's what happens in the gospel. My friend, this is the solemnity of a gospel meeting. You don't merely come to sing or to hear others sing. You don't merely come to hear a sermon or criticize a preacher. When the gospel of Jesus Christ is preached, He is personally, evidently set forth before you. And when sinners reject Jesus Christ as their Savior, they are resisting His Holy Spirit. The work of the Holy Spirit is always to uplift Christ. The work of the Holy Spirit is always pointing men toward Christ. Resisting the Holy Spirit is the rejection of Jesus Christ. Solemn sin. All sin is solemn. All sin is damning. How can human tongue describe the arrogance of a man who has the Christ of God set forth before him and he dismisses him? How can human tongue describe the folly of a sinner within a heartbeat of hell who has God's dear Son, the only sacrifice for sin, presented to him and he rejects him? What a sin. Sit under the sound of Christ crucified and throw away the call of mercy. Let me just narrow that down a little. Sinners reject and resist the Holy Ghost by their hardness to the preaching of the gospel. Oh, they reject Christ, but here's the reason. They have not only an uncircumcised heart, but uncircumcised ears. You think of that. An ear that has no time for the gospel. An ear that is not attuned to the gospel message. Now, I want to be very forthright and very, very frank and very, very simple here. There are people, and I have no doubt there are people in our service this morning, and your ear can be attuned to many of the sounds of the world. When the world's music comes along, and I'm not singling out rock music, though it's the most hellish form of so-called entertainment in the music world that you can get. No time for it, and I believe the Bible is no time for it, but that's a different subject. I'm talking about even the things that are musically, culturally, socially, and even religiously acceptable. Your ear is attuned there, and it strikes a responsive chord in your heart. Your ear is attuned politically. You can listen to a politician. He promises you 2 cents off your tax bill. My, it strikes a responsive chord in your heart. And you're ready to vote for him. But when the gospel of the sovereign grace of the eternal God is preached, when the message that God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem us who were under the law, is preached in your hearing, my, you've an uncircumcised ear. All the flesh All the filth of the world that has blocked up your ear and deafened you to the call of God has never been cut away. When you hear the gospel, it strikes no responsive chord at all within your soul. Hardness. Hardness. There's one thing that concerns me about people who grew up in churches like the Free Church. It's that they get used to the gospel. They get used to the gospel. I see it in unsaved people. They get harder and harder against the gospel. Sometimes I see it in those who profess to be saved. And they just sit like blocks of stone. And the Bible means nothing to them anymore. Something wrong there. I think it was Adoniram Judson when he came back to this country after a tour of missionary service, was billed to preach. And the place was crammed to capacity. The great missionary stood up, and with tears, he preached of the glories of Jesus. And the people were bitterly disappointed. The chairman of the meeting said to him afterwards, "We thought that you'd have told us some of those exciting stories of your various endeavors in Burma, terrible things that had been happening." And the old preacher said, "I know of nothing more exciting than the story of Jesus Christ." But there was a bunch of people there, and a lot of them said they were saved. And while they would have had an ear for the sensational. And I am not for one moment, and neither was the great missionary, saying there's no place to tell the stories of the mission field. Obviously there is. But when it becomes mere sensationalism and entertainment, we're in trouble. That's a sin in the church. But to get back to it, there is nothing more glorious, more exciting than Christ. But yet there was a bunch professing to be saved, and though they had an ear for the sensational, they had no ear for the gospel. That's a tragedy. That's resisting the Holy Ghost. You know, such resistance is very dangerous, because resistance does by its very nature infer two forces. When you resist God Almighty, you should never forget that by making God your enemy, you're in trouble. For God resists the proud. 1 Peter 5:5. Here we're talking about the stiff neck, the uncircumcised in heart and ears. God resists the proud. It's a very interesting word that Peter and also James in chapter 4 in the very same text uses. God resists the proud. It's a different Greek word from the one in our text. You resist the Holy Ghost. That is speaking just of that inveterate hatred. Are you determined to be against the Holy Ghost? But the word that Peter and James use is actually a military term. And it describes the action of a general who would be deploying his troops and all the forces at his command against an enemy and to bring down that foe. This is the word. You resist the Holy Ghost. God resists the proud. God sets in array the battle against the proud impenitent sinner. Sets in array the battle. And I tell you, my friend, God will use every force at the availability of divine omnipotence and at the availability of divine wisdom. God will use every force to crush that pride. He'd either do it to bring you ultimately by irresistible grace on your knees in repentance, or he'll bring that soul that has resisted down to the place called hell. I want to tell you, whatever rebellion there is in hell, and there's plenty, the pride will be crushed. It's a dangerous thing to be resisting the Holy Ghost.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.